And now for this morning's scripture, Revelation 6, 1 through 8. Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like a thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come," and out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that people should slay one another, and he was given the great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come," and I looked, and behold, a black horse, and its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine." When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death. And Hades followed him, and they were given authority over the fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth. Revelation 7, 15 through 17. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, not any scorched heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of God for the people of God. Now may our hearts be prepared. Now may our hearts be prepared. This week's message is by Pastor Pamela, part 6 of Get on a Board or Be Left Behind.
Thank you, Debbie. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We have the time is near, according to John. God has a solution. Are you listening? Do you need a jump start? God is sovereign. And number 6 was, worthy is the Lamb. Today, we will be dealing with, hold that thought. The seal represents the beginning of Christ's judgment of unbelievers on the earth during the tribulation period. This period is to punish unbelievers for their sins and rejection of Christ and to bring the remnant to faith in Christ. Verse 6, chapter 6, 1 through 8 talks about, this is where Jesus started to open the scroll. And war, fame, and disease will be rampant. During this period of the first four seals, millions of people will die as God begins to deal with the world. God often leads us through a period of pain as we suffer the consequences for our behavior. But God did this for our ultimate good. Even though he allowed us to suffer for a time, he has a plan for our restoration and recovery. Sometimes the trial brought on by dependencies are the only way God can teach us how helpless we are and how much we need him. Verse 9 and 11, the opening of the fifth seal reveals those who have died in God's service. They are waiting for God to avenge their unjust debt. God tells them that they will have to wait, because still other martyrs will join their number. This passage contains important principles for us to follow. Many of us have suffered abuse in the past. Perhaps the abuse we suffer is at the root of our present problem and dependencies. We may desire to take revenge against people who have wronged us. Maybe we spend too much time blaming others for our addiction. We, like the martyrs of Revelation, we need to allow God to avenge the wrong done to us in his own way and in his own time. When we release our bitterness and forgive our abusers, we will make progress in recovery. Ultimately, we are responsible for our addiction and whatever other factors may be involved. Verse 12 and 17 is the opening of the sixth seal, is followed by a huge earthquake and amazing phenomena in the sky. Leaders, military commanders, everyone will want to die, mistakenly thinking they can escape God's terrible judgment in that way. Sadly, their hearts are so hard. Though they recognize God, they will not repent and turn to him in faith. Their continued denial will lead to their eventual destruction. Continuing in denial about our destructive dependencies and compulsions will lead us to similar consequences. If we refuse to recognize God's rule in our life, we will inevitably head towards deeper bondage and ultimate destruction. God wants to give us a meaningful and joyful life. But to receive it, we need to accept his program for healthy living. Now we go to chapter 7, 1 through 8. As difficult as things will be during this period of the seal, God's protection will also be present for those who belong to him. They will be sealed with God's sign of ownership and protection. Perhaps this seal is similar to the seal of the Holy Spirit now present in the lives of all believers, all who believe in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3, 14 and 4:30 said, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal." The promise of the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession.
to the praise God for his glory. You see, Jesus is God's seal that we belong to him if we trust him. The Holy Spirit is like a down payment. The presence of Jesus in us demonstrates the genuineness of our faith. It proves that we are God's children and secures eternal life for us. Brothers and sisters, in each case, the seal signifies an eternal relationship with God. We can begin an eternal relationship with God right now if we accept God's loving forgiveness through Jesus Christ and submit our life to his good plan. Verse 9 and 14. This vast multitude from all race, all nation, is the harvest of Christ's envision from his great commission. Matthew 28:19 says, which is therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism symbolizes submission to Christ, a willingness to live God's way, and identification with God's covenant people. The people are truly thankful and worshipful towards God, appreciating greatly the salvation and recovery he has promised. The white garment worn by the innumerable crowd speak not only to the purity of their lifestyle, but also to their redemption through the blood of Christ and seeking to follow him. We too can join this joyful crowd of people who have been saved by God's wonderful grace. 15 and 17, it talks about the majestic passage, describes the heavenly relationship between Christ and his people. He will provide for our needs. There will be no more hunger, no more pain, and he will wipe away all our tears. When you're suffering or torn apart by sorrow, take comfort in his promise to complete and his complete protection of relief. My title today is Seek and Be Protected. All that have been read will come to pass, especially wars, rumor of wars, fame and pestilence. As we see riders on the white horses carry a bow, wear a crown, and appear as conqueror. Riders on the red horse remove peace from the earth. Riders on the black horse holds a pair of scale, debt on the pale horse, and Hades claim a fort of the earth. Hades is the ancient Greek word, god of the underworld, a place where human souls go after death. Martyrs are given with robes and told to wait until their fellow servants were killed. Martyrs are a person who was killed because of their belief or their faith. Brothers and sisters, there will be earthquake. Sun will turn black. Moon turn red. Stars fall. People hide from the wrath of the Lamb, or they try to. death will take place, and hell will hold us for judgment. But we who seek God and put him first will have his protection. Put God first, and you will not feel his wrath. You will see and feel his tender arms of protection around us. Psalm 27:1-6 said, when evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon his beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. For the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted. When we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry it out, most of us initially turn to God for help when we can't see no other way out of our situation. That's okay. He will give us the help we need. If we confess our sins and believe in him, he has the power to free us from whatever it is we're going through. Brothers and sisters, some of us will be surprised to find out that on the return of Jesus, the skies will go boom, boom. It will get dark and it will open, and Jesus and his angel will be visible in the sky. Yes, he will take up the believers. Keep in mind that as a result of the first six seal judgment, many unbelievers will want to die and to hide from God. But there will be no hiding place. None. Not under the table. Not under the chair. Not under the car. Not in that dark room. None will be found. The great day of his wrath is the day of the Lord. On that day, some will get a second chance to repent, but will not be easy for them. If they think they are having a hard time now, wait till the great tribulation comes. People who are left behind will have a very hard time finding food, water. They will not be able to find a good resting place. They will be constantly looking over their shoulders, wondering if Satan and his followers are around the corner to devour them. And make no mistake, the Antichrist and his people will constantly hunt them. And he will do it for 7 years. Then Jesus will return again for those who truly repent and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be willing to serve God and God only. Brothers and sisters, we all turn to God for different reasons. Some of us want to be close to him and to know that when the great tribulation comes, we will be caught up and be near him. Just to touch the hem of his garment, just to look upon his great face. Oh, what a day, what a day. As we discover how wonderful and powerful he is, and how much he truly loves us, we will want to draw near to him because of the joy we will experience in his presence. King David gave us a glimpse of his relationship with God, saying, "The one thing I want from God is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of his life, delighting in his glory." He said, "There will be trouble." Oh, yes, many troubles. "Because I know he will hide me when he comes. He will set me on a high rock, out of reach of all my enemies. I will bring him sacrifice and sing praises with much joy." God is always there, but we are not always aware of his presence. Our relationship with God usually begins with him meeting our deepest need and adding some quality time to our lives. When we begin to focus on getting to know God as an end itself, we will discover that he will give us what we have always desired. The joy of being close to our loving Savior. And we will see that he can be trusted with every earthly thing of our life. Seek him constantly, and he will always have his hands of protection around us. All our other needs will be met by Christ, the Lamb, who is also the Shepherd. Brothers and sisters, in such a close and secure relationship, all the tears of painful oppression, lust, and misunderstanding will be done away with. What wondering hope these verses offer by trusting in Jesus Christ. We can hope for a future filled with joy and peace. Seek the Lord, and you will feel his love and protection. And no matter what happens, he will never leave you or forsake you. Especially, we don't have to worry about being left behind when he returns. Why? Because he got us. He got us. Stop worrying about war or rumors of war. Stop worrying about this virus or any sickness. Stop worrying about things that you have no control over. Brothers and sisters, if I die, I know where I'm going without a shadow of doubt. Why? I confess all my sins to Jesus. Not to man. Don't trust man. Trust Jesus. When men betray you, Jesus will never, ever betray you. He will stand right by your side. He will forgive you of every sins you have. Men talk about you. They talk about your sins. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Worry about what he's going to do for you when he comes back. Know that he got you in his hands. Dear Lord, he is such a good God. He is all we need. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we seek you. We seek your protection this day and forever, because we know that you are the true God. That's the reason why you send your son Jesus Christ down here, Lord, your only child, to die for our sins. We know you're the God who will never leave us behind when you return. We trust you, we honor you, and we give you all the praise and the thanks. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.